Hey guys, today on Sports Spectrum, a little bonus episode for you as we listen in on a conversation that you may have missed recently on our sister podcast, the Transformed Podcast with Jade McCarthy. Sports Spectrum's Transformed show had an opportunity to welcome David Pollack to this recent episode of the Sports Spectrum Transformed Podcast. And Jade, being a former ESPN SportsCenter anchor, was released from her job back in 2017. David Pollack had to go through that himself recently in 2023 at the end of June. And David, for the better part of every weekend for the last decade or so, was featured on College Game Day, ESPN's staple college football show. David's been on Sports Spectrum, both on this show and others, sharing about Jesus in his life. This conversation goes a little bit different because of the fact that David just got released from his role at ESPN. And now it's time to look at our faith from a different perspective. So what's that transformation process like right now for David Pollack? He talks to Jade McCarthy right here on the Sports Spectrum Transformed Podcast, and we're releasing that today here on the main Sports Spectrum Podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this conversation with David Pollack and Jade McCarthy.
David, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And I know that this has been a busy season for you and a season of transition for you as well. And with transition comes transformation, right? So I'm just curious, like right off the bat, when you think of what this season in your life, the past few months have been, how would you describe it?
It's been awesome. It's been really, really cool. You know, I think God's always used he's always used himself in a mighty way in my life when I'm hurt or when things change and I'm unsure. And so I think it's really cool. You know, I got let go from ESPN, and I don't know, you kind of get stuck in life and you kind of get on your bicycle and you just start pedaling and you look up and it's 12 years down the road and you're kind of like, well, God dang, what happened? You know? And I've had a cool opportunity to just go, okay, like, what do I want to be when I grow up? And so it's been a fun, really, really fun couple of months, like just asking God to show me what he wants me to do and just leaning on him. And I don't know, I don't have a clue what's next, but it's been really fun kind of growing and learning and developing new habits and new routines that have really helped me grow. And but coaching high school football full time, my son's a ninth grader, so it couldn't be any better timing. I was already a varsity football coach for North Oconee, but obviously I had to miss certain things because of my job, and now it's free season. I get to go to everything I want to go to now, so it's really, really cool. So it's been a fun couple of months, a lot of uncertainty, but really, really cool.
Do you also like stop and think, like, given that, you know, you say your son's in ninth grade, now all of a sudden, like, boom, you can be there for everything. Does it kind of make you pause and go, man, like sometimes it might not be what we think we want, but God really gives us what we need?
100%. And the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. And I don't do a good job of that when everything's easy and everything's moving forward, you know, and everything. So I would say that being forced to do it is definitely a good thing. But here's an interesting thing. I always looked at my job and I was like, man, I have so much free time because I don't work from January to August. And I only worked for the draft a couple of days. And I was like, you know, what a perfect dream job in my head. Well, what about the 17 weeks during college football season? And I'm gone 3 days a week, you know, so I justify everything in my life. You know, I try to find a purpose and a reason, but it's been so cool not to leave. It's been so cool to be with my babies. And I'm looking forward to this fall to starting some new traditions with my family, like, because we don't go to Georgia games. I don't know. Like, people ask me all the time, like, how come you don't come back? I'm like, because I work every Saturday. So I'm looking forward to not working on Saturday and to watching games more as a fan and to building some traditions. Me and my son talked about playing different golf courses in the Southeast that are really cool on Saturdays. And so I think that it makes you pause. It makes you reflect. And the good thing is, I've talked to so many cool people and so many different people in different realms that has blown my mind the amount of people that I've talked to about different things. But to me, it's intentionality right now in this season, and I'm going to pause. And I'm not waiting, Jade. I'm not waiting for the door to like kind of crack. Like I want that puppy to fly wide open,
yeah.
And I want God to be like, that is where you're supposed to be, and make it so clear that this dummy can't screw it up.
Yeah, it's so funny because I have said that exact prayer myself, like because you want it to be so obvious that it's from God before you walk through that next door. And I mean, I felt that way after I lost my job with ESPN in one of the layoffs. And I was like, whoa, like I felt totally thrown for a loop. But my prayer throughout that was, make it abundantly clear, Lord. Like make it so clear that I can't possibly miss it.
And so one thing to that effect that I'm learning, and but that it doesn't become abundantly clear unless we are going to abundantly talk to him.
Yeah.
We're going to abundantly get still and not just talk, but listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about like building new routines. Like I'm getting up every morning and I'm going outside, and this might be too much information. I don't know, but like the hot tub's on. I jump in the hot tub for 20 minutes with no phone, nothing else, and just pray.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I'm just praying and in silence. And by the way, Jake, the first time I did it, like, I literally was after like 7 minutes. I was like, what are we doing here? Like,
I'm, right.
You know, ADD boy, and I'm getting better and developing, being able to go a little bit longer and a little bit longer, just listening and just being still. And it's amazing where God will take your mind. It's amazing where he'll take your heart. And he just wants to talk to us. He just wants a relationship with us. And it doesn't have to be formalized in the Lord's Prayer, but like, he wants you to include him on things, and then the decision making becomes easy because he's in on it. So I think what you're saying is important, but I think how we go about it, like we have to intentionally seek it. It doesn't just happen. And I'm trying to do. I was talking to my son yesterday. I'm like, hey, you know, do you pray throughout the day when you're at school? And he was like, yes, sir. And I was like, well, you know, I'm trying to do a better job with every decision, like. With everything I do, trying to give him everything, the smallest decisions, the biggest decisions, the ones that are a little bit scary, the ones that I'm not even thinking twice about, and just be super intentional with bringing it to God and asking him and including him on all of my different journeys.
Mm. David Pollack here with us on Transformed. I think that that's so key that you talk about being willing to listen and being willing to open the door on all of it, right? Like not just on Sundays and not just on, you know, how do I do this with my kids, or how do I make this decision because it could be life changing? Like, no, 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 it's all of it. And the reality is when we do that, like when we pause and when we listen and when we're still, and we're so used to bringing God into everything, which is not easy, right? Like it takes a lot
No.
of practice. But then when we do ask those big questions, like it's second nature to go to him first and to listen, to not just sort of ramble and talk. Right?
Well, and I would be lying if you know, there wasn't a time in my life, and I want people to understand this too, like the prayer was uncomfortable. Like, mm-hmm. when you speak to God sometimes, or when you're speaking aloud, like you don't know what to say, and it becomes redundant, and it becomes, you know, crutches. And like I found myself saying, Lord, 35 million gazillion times in one prayer. And I'm like, I mean, he knows who he's talking to, bro. Like, chill out. But I think the more we become comfortable with it, and the more we make it just talking, and the more we make it inclusive, the more we do it with our spouse, the more we do it with our children, like, it just becomes something that's definitely second nature, and it becomes a habit that you build that, quite honestly, is a good habit, because I think once we start to build that, now, I think before we make decisions, we hit pause buttons and we include God, which
yeah.
gives us time to think and gives us time to really, really search, as opposed to our default being, well, is this really, you know, is it of us? Which a lot of the times, you know, I find with me is.
Right. Right. No, I think that's so true. I think that's so true. So how have the hot tub prayer sessions gone? Like, are they easier now to stay in there longer and to listen more?
Yes, ma'am. They definitely, you know, they definitely become better. And just, you know, it's funny, you kind of get a routine and you finally got like I've got specific people that are going through specific things in my life that I'm praying for and consistently. And it's not that hard, but when I get still and I make time like that, like I pray for them every single day. Like I pray for my babies every single day. I pray for my baby doll every single day. Like it's just amazing if we can force ourselves to do that, what we can get accomplished. And again, we live in a life of hurry and we live in a life of noise. But a lot of times we're not going to hear that inner voice and we're not going to hear that inner call if we got so much external noise all the time. And you know, what do? We go to work and it's constant, and we have our phone and it's constant, and we come home and we got a little bit of time. And I used to find myself when I come home, I wanted to turn the TV on. Why did I want to turn the TV on? Because I wanted more noise, because I didn't like silence and I wasn't comfortable with it. But I think the more I've done it, the more comfortable I've become with it, the more, you know, the more I become, the more I've become cognizant of my other people in my life that are going through struggles that need me to pray for them, the more I pray for my babies and my struggles and my things. So I think it's just an intentional habit that has built habits now that are definitely growing me as a person, that are making me more thoughtful, that making me better in every way, honestly.
Well, and I think so often, like, transformation, like exactly what you're talking about, David, like it comes from those times of change, you know, and sometimes it feels like challenge, right? Because most of us, change is hard, right? Like
Oh, yeah.
we get
It's
comfortable and
uncomfortable, yeah.
right, and we're like, okay, you know, and it's the same thing with our body, right? Like it's uncomfortable to start a workout routine or change a workout routine or whatever it may be, because you're building something new. And it's the same thing, I think, with our spiritual habits. And man, it is so easy to slip out of them when we don't find that place to put ourselves in, wherever it may be, on a day-to-day, you know, moment to moment type of basis.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about this? I was talking to one of my buddies when we took a trip this summer, and I have a bunch of friends that we talk about real stuff, and it makes my life better, so much better. But we were talking, I was like, you know what the equivalent of for me, for me personally, the equivalent of me not getting up and getting quiet time to start my day is the equivalent of having some form of a sickness, some form of a disease that I choose not to go to the doctor for. I mean, it's that kind of dumb. Like, it really is that kind of dumb that I know my day is going to be better. I'm 100% sure of that. It is 100% of the time I have more patience with my kids. I have more patience with my wife. I have more patience with everyone around me. Like, I have more intentionality. Like, my day starts in a way that is infinitely more productive. But I choose not to do it sometimes. And I think that's the frustrating part, is that we do choose not to do it. And then we get caught in a rut and we don't do it one day, we don't do it 2 days, we don't do it 3 days, we don't do it 4 days. So that's why I think it's important to build those habits. And I think that honestly, and this isn't to be rude to anybody, but there's also no excuses anymore, Jay. Like you have podcast palooza. You can look up a podcast and grow in your faith in a heartbeat. You can look up scripture ones. You can look up ones on certain topics, you know, biblical topics. There's really no way around it. You can find whatever it is you're looking for with nowadays. It's just a matter of what your priorities are. And I would challenge people, like, it's hard to always find time with a busy schedule and with kids. What's your drive to work look like? Okay. Turn the radio off. Turn the music off. Turn the noise off and talk. Turn the noise off and listen. Turn the noise off and think. You know, I think that we can find, you know, places throughout our day, routines that we already have, and ways to maximize our time probably a little bit better, that it makes you better in small doses. Even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes, you'll still feel a difference.
Oh no, 100%. 120%. I mean, I feel that in my own life all the time. And, you know, and I think it's one of those things that's, I heard someone say in a sermon at one point, you know, hey, if you feel like you don't have enough time in your life to work on X, like, just don't turn your TV on and like tell me how much more time you have in your life. And it's
Get rid of
just,
Netflix.
yeah, right? Like,
Get rid of your Netflix time suck. And my, you know, it's interesting. So me and my wife have made a pact now. And again, this is, I'm just sharing, like, because, you know, Suits is a show that, like, I found, you know, not too long ago. And dude, I couldn't stop, Jay. Like, I could not stop. I just watched and watched and watched, and I had so much more free
Binge
time.
watch.
Yeah, and I was like, baby, I can't do this. Like, I am absolutely worthless. I'm not being productive. And so we made a deal. We're not gonna watch it unless we watch it together, which was great for me. But again, that made me read more. You know, I'm reading like five or six books right now, and it's not surprising for my ADD brain, by the way, because I can jump to one to the next to the next to the next and kind of keep up. But yeah, I mean, we find ourselves falling into all kinds of traps and all kinds of, you know, the busyness stuff, I think, is everywhere. And the best device for me for that Satan's ever created is a cell phone. I mean, it's the ultimate time
Oh,
suck.
yeah.
I was with my buddy's granddaddy. He's dying and he's 91 years old. And my buddy was he's my best friend in the world. And he was teaching him how to use the iPad. And so imagine teaching a 91-year-old how to use the iPad. And
I have
he
a hard enough time
literally,
teaching my mom, and she's
oh
in
yeah.
her 60s.
Yeah, and teaching him, and he everything he typed in, well, he would the article would come up, but something else would come up. And every time without fail, he clicked on it, Jay. Like click, boom, read. Ooh,
Oh
there's another one. Lose weight in 10, you know, lose 30 pounds in 10 days. Boom.
no.
And he looked at my buddy and he said, "This is never ending, is it?" He was like, "This never stops." And it does. Like, our phones rob us so much of time. Our phone robs us so much of face-to-face communication. Our phone robs us of conversation. Like, when we go somewhere now as a family, you know, like me and the kid's phone, like my son's phone, my daughter doesn't have a phone yet. She's only 13. But we put our phones in the middle console. My son's 15 years old. I'm like, you know, we're going to leave our phones here. And by the way, I didn't tell him to do that. I put my phone there and I leave it there because I want to be a part of the conversation. And when he leaves the car, he puts it as a part of the conversation. And walking him through why it's dangerous to be on the phone all the time, you know, walking them both through it and talking them through it and how to prioritize your time and stuff. And then it holds you to a new level of accountability as well. But we find those, listen, Suits, Netflix for me, we find those time sucks and we get caught up in them, and next thing you know, you wasted 3 hours that we could have been doing something really productive.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and it's just I think you reach a point where you're like, man, like time is too precious to just waste it on, you know, Suits or you know, whatever it may be that is
Whatever. Right.
draining you, as opposed to something that is connecting you or growing you or educating you or building up your, you know, your spiritual faith. Like there's so many great things to spend our time on. And you know, I just reach a point where I'm like, I can't. Like I would so much rather do something productive with my time than get, you know, lost scrolling or whatever the
Well, that's a
case may
great
be.
place that you're there. That's great
It's
because
not
a lot
easy.
of, well, I mean, I'm just telling you, I don't always do the best job. That's why I have to have, that's why, and I started to call mine holy habits. And that's why I have to create my holy habits. Like, I got to be purposeful with, I'm going to give you the first part of my day. Like, no matter what, because what, you know, the day is coming. And you know X, Y, and Z is coming, and which you didn't know E, H, and F are coming, you know, like, so. But if you give them the first, you give them the best, the most intentional, I think it guarantees you to have at least a little bit of success with it.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And part, you know, I said this at the top, David Pollack with us here on Transformed, but you know, part of what you're doing with y sharing your own faith and obviously sharing some of your family, you know, on your podcast that you have family goals. You have some great conversations on there, and it's really fun to listen to. And where did sort of that desire to continue to share that side of your life and yourself and your family's life, where did that sort of stem from? And like, how do you feel like you're diving into it? Is it more now? Is it the same? Kind of where you're at with all that?
Well, the podcast is Family Goals, and me and my pastor, Pastor Jay, is what I call him. He calls himself that too now, by the way, which is amazing. On Sunday sermons, he's like, and Pastor Jay did this. I'm like, that is so dope. But no, we started it in the closet at one of our churches. And, you know, we just, you know, the youth league sports and the cell phones and just all the things that parenting is hard now. And, really, you know, hard. Trying to find ways to, you know, what I saw with my friends, you know, being right in the midst of raising kids was I see a generation of kids that sport is more important than church. I see a generation of technology, and that's how you learn. That's how you communicate. I see a generation of the kids ruling the families, you know, like the kids ruling the households and making the decisions and them coming before the spouses, which, again, these are things that we control. Like when you give your kid a cell phone, first of all, I would never give my kid a cell phone as a gift. I would give my kid a cell phone and let them know, like, this is my cell phone. So they know this isn't yours. But you're like, listen, you get to use this. And I would make, you know, hard and fast rules, like, of when you can use it and how you can use it. And, you know, rooms don't go, the phones don't go in the bedrooms upstairs. Like, I think, so we had all this going on, you know, around us, and we were like, how do we make a difference? And Jade, I got one of the, dude, I was in tears the other day because I got an email from, and you talk about like clarity and God going, dude, two things have happened in my life recently that just goes, you're on the right path. Like, despite what just happened, you're on the right path, and this is where I want you. One, I got a note from some dude that's in New Jersey. Never met him. Don't know him. Listens to Family Goals. Was a Georgia Bulldog fan. He sent me a message. Yes, I'm not going to cry, I promise. I'm going to try not to do my best because I'm an emotional person. But he said my life was going down. My priorities were not straight. And he said, I started listening to Family Goals. And he said, 40 episodes later, like, he went hard in the paint. Like, he listened to all of our stuff that we've done. He was like, it changed my life. He was like, I started me and my wife, instead of having our problems, we started getting together and we put each other first and the kids next. And we started making church a place and a priority, like you guys talk about. And he was like, he said, I want to come to Georgia. All right. He said, I want to come down to Greystone Church, which is our church. And he said, I want to get baptized.
Oh, wow.
So he wants to come from New Jersey down to Georgia to get baptized. And to me, I'm like, dude, we're doing the right thing. Like, one person, like, if we can influence one person to change his ways. I got to speak to like 800 kids the other day, middle school and high school kids in Alabama. And 102 came forward at the end and made decisions. Wow. And I'm like, wow. Like, listen, I loved what I used to do, Jay. I loved college football with everything in me. I loved that aspect of it. But doing this, man, like I'm making a difference way beyond sports, way beyond just talking behind a microphone. And so I've had a couple of those moments that have been great. But we started it with the goal of trying to help people and help marriages and help parenting. And just having success stories like that, man, just makes you, when you ask the question, like, what do you want to do? Like, push the pedal to the floor. Like, it makes me want to hammer it. And we got Dabo Swinney coming up next. And we got RG3. And we got Scott Drew, from the head coach of Baylor. Like, we've got a bunch of guys that are willing to share their faith. And we're going to continue to share what God's done in their lives and how kind of how others can do the same thing.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of one of those, like, that's the door blowing open, right? Like,
yes,
like, if there's a door blowing open, like, it's there. Like, that's the ability to make an eternal difference in the life of one person, 120 students, like, who, you know, like, anyone. And that is awesome in the true sense of the word. Because
And Jay, one thing that's cool and one thing that people need to understand, like when you left, when you had to leave ESPN, when I had to leave ESPN, it is very difficult to make decisions on your future. But the one piece of advice I would give anybody, just like me with my next journey, you with your journey, like when you make your step, you're not going to make a step without fear.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. You're going to have fear. You're going to have doubt. Like that's going to happen. But when you make a step, just move forward.
Yeah.
Like just keep moving forward. Like my dream, I have so many things running through my tiny little brain of what I want to do and what I want to pursue. But the more I do things and the more I continue to go and do, and I don't know what the vision is. I don't have a clear vision. But when I go and take action, the vision starts to become clearer and clearer. And,
yes.
and I think we get so much of the paralysis by analysis, but like God's going to direct your steps.
Yes.
And he is for you. Like God is for us. He is not against us. He's not standing up there going, yeah, bad things. This needs to happen. No, he's for us. And if we attack life, like God's for us, we're going to make mistakes. Sure. But like, keep moving forward, you know, take risks, but make sure you consider what all the risks that are in there. Don't just take a blind leap of like, listen, we don't need to take a leap of risk across the Grand Canyon where we can fall into the Grand Canyon and die. Like we can start with a mud puddle, right? Like
right.
If we don't clear the mud puddle, we cool. We got some mud on our shoes, right? Like I think that like, but I think if we have that mentality, I think it helps us because we're never going to fully know a lot. I've never had a clear vision beyond football for me. I've never had a clear vision of what I want my life to look like.
Yeah.
But I've learned that, my goodness, I've already had several dream jobs. Like, I've already had them. So, I mean, there's not just one job for you out there, whoever's going through a struggle or a change.
Right.
Like, there's multiple jobs. There's multiple ways that you can be happy and find things that you truly love.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, like, Jesus calls us to walk with him, and he says he'll come alongside us. There's movement involved in that process. And I've said this before,
yep.
but like, you can't just sit. Like, you have to be willing to reach, because he'll meet you there when you take those steps and when you reach out in faith. But you can't just sit and have him expected to like hand it to you while you haven't moved. Like, that's just not
Amen.
Reality, you know? And as long as you're spending that time prayerfully listening and in his word and putting that on your heart and in your mind, like, that'll come to you. And he'll put people in your path that you meet that will give you those steps to whatever it is that you're, you know, you're meant to be going towards. And you'll know that like, that's God, like, that is the Lord directing my steps. But you got to be moving in the process. You got to be still and listen, and you got to move. And I think, like, for me, coming out of my time at ESPN, like, that is what I really learned the most. It's a both and, you know, you have to do both of those things. So, you know, you sit here and like, you're at the brink of a football season. You'll be on the sidelines with your son. You'll be coaching the team. What are you most excited for this season?
Well, you know, one thing that's been super cool that I think I've loved the most out of what's been going on with me personally is, like, I have a 15-year-old son and a 13-year-old boy, or a 15-year-old son and a 13-year-old girl. And my kids have never really seen me struggle. Like, we've had a very, very effortless, you know, life with them. Like, it's, everything's been great. And we've kind of just gone like this, you know, and got to college game day and kept growing and growing and kind of settling in. It's been really cool to sit down like with Nicholas and Lee and be like, hey, dude, y'all pray for me, because I don't have a clue where I'm going to be. And I'm enjoying like teaching my kids that, like, I'm struggling. Like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't have a direction. I don't know what this looks like, but I know God's got me. And so I'm looking forward to struggling well. Like, I'm looking forward. I'm not an idiot. College football season is probably going to be more difficult than this season. Like, I mean, I love college football. I love to watch. I'm a geek. Like, I love to get my iPad out and I love to watch the games and watch the coaches' copies and find little things that make things different and reasons why for X, Y, and Z. So I'm looking forward to spending time with my babies. I'm looking forward to spending time, showing them that I'm struggling. I'm looking forward to being at home with my beta doll more. Like, yes, please. I'm speaking a ton now, which is really, really cool. And it's interesting, Jade. I did television last year. I started coaching full time at North Oconee. Because I wanted to get in people's lives and make a difference and really tangibly touch them and get in the trenches with them. I started speaking a couple years ago so I could tangibly touch people and speak to them. And like, I'm speaking now. If I go into coaching, if I go into broadcasting again, whatever I do, I will speak. And I got speaking engagements in Texas, South Dakota, Florida, Virginia. Like, I'm going all over the place, and I'm planning on bringing my baby doll with me too for all these weekends and having date weekends with me. But I'm really excited to develop that, to hone in on that, and to speak, to share my story, because I think people always look at my story and they're like, first round pick, three-time All-American in Georgia, first round pick, college game day. Like, life's been easy. Let me tell you about some things that sucked. Because there's been some things along the way with broken necks that ended dreams, with all, and then getting cut and then not having a clue what I wanted to do next. And so I think that that is my main focus, probably more than anything, is sharing my story with different companies and churches and FCA. I got opportunities palooza, and I'm definitely going to hone in on those.
That's awesome. Well, I love that, you just take it in stride and say what, like being able to make a difference in the life of one person. Like
No.
that's what I want to do. And I think that's commendable, and I think it's great. Keep moving through all of it, and like you said, you got to be willing to share the struggle, 'cause it's not
We
easy
all
for
in
anyone. We're all in it, and it ain't easy
it.
for anyone. So you got to be willing to
No.
share it. So, David Pollock, thanks for making some time to share it here with us on Transformed. We really appreciate it. And come back again, and I know we'll be hearing great things.
Thank you, Miss Jade. Have a good one.
You too.
And that was David Pollack on Sports Spectrum's Transformed podcast recently with our friend Jade McCarthy. Very unique conversation there when you think about Jade having been in the same exact situation that David Pollack was in, both of them being released from their roles at ESPN after working there a long time, very public jobs. Jade was on SportsCenter for many years and NFL Live and other shows, and David, of course, on College Game Day. Every weekend, you would watch him talk about college football. And now, neither of them working at ESPN have this conversation on Sports Spectrum. But God has a plan, and He's working in both Jade and David's life. And we're grateful for both of them that they had this conversation. And we hope you enjoyed listening here on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Please do go check out, if you haven't yet, the Sports Spectrum Transformed podcast. It's one of our best shows that we have. Jade is a pro. She is a pro's pro and is one of the best interviewers I've heard around. And you need to go subscribe to that podcast right now. Go follow, go subscribe, do everything you got to do to make sure you're listening to the Sports Spectrum Transformed podcast. It releases two episodes every month. Two episodes every month are about 30, 35 minutes long, maybe even a little less than 30 minutes. Great for the drive to work or drive home, or maybe going to the gym to get a quick workout in or going for a walk. Put the Sports Spectrum Transform podcast on your list of podcasts to listen to. And twice a month, you'll hear great conversations like this one with David Pollack. We appreciate Jay. We appreciate David. And we always thank you as well. For more content regarding the intersection of sports and faith, go check out sportsspectrum.com. That's our website. SportsSpectrum.com, and we will see you next time for another conversation right here on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Have a great rest of your day.